Whenever you're ready.
We're good.
What's going on, everybody? This is Edison with the Question Will Be Over podcast. We're here at the album release party for 18th and Edison. If you followed from season one, when we were nothing, 18th and Edison was there. And then around season... Oh, shit, I thought I was going to get robbed.
Cameos. I think that was Sugar Trip's drummer.
Ah, okay, the motherfucker. No, I'm kidding.
That's great.
Scared me a little bit. I'll, you know, start swinging, throw a mic at him and run away. You know what I mean? Yeah. But anyway, so.
Hello.
We were here at your album release party, and you launched, you actually performed a couple of new songs for us from your newest album that's not out yet.
Yeah,
so tell us a little bit about that. Tell us about your new album and, you know, what, how have you guys improved musically from then till now in your new music?
You want me to take it?
I'll take it.
Go ahead.
I mean, I think overall we've just been writing better and better songs. We've always pushed ourselves to write better songs, but it's great when they organically become better and better just with the amount of time we've been a band. We didn't go into anything trying too hard, and I mean, that's always been how we are, but this time around it just clicked, I think more so than ever. So the new EP, Old Blues Modern Love, has some of my favorite 18th and Addison songs on it, and they're even more fun to play, which is, this is the first time we played them, so we love them.
Yeah, one thing that was really important to us for these was listening back to our older stuff. We were like, okay, we were very like chord oriented and very much like just strictly songwriting, like from the beginning, from Little Parasites in 2015 up to Vultures last year in 2018. It was so much like, we need to just write songs. It doesn't, like, we don't need to focus on really anything but good song structures, catchy melodies and hooks, and meaningful lyrics, of course. And it all felt great the entire time. But we started to learn kind of quickly that we were sort of shortchanging ourselves individually, and a lot of stuff wasn't really lending itself to Kate to showcase herself as a singer. Like, she's a great fucking singer. And
oh, thanks.
She's a great fucking singer, very dynamic, and a lot of the older stuff didn't really have too much room for that.
Yeah. And actually, like, one of the first things I said was, the first song I listened to was that, I forget the title now.
Minutes,
but it was
like Fireflies, the acoustic,
which
one.
Is like mostly just Kate's vocals.
It's
on.
Only her vocals.
Actually, it's only her vocals.
It's only Kate's
vocals. Doing background vocals.
I do no backup vocals.
You're
not just, I'm literally.
Oh, well, you're not even doing the background vocals.
I'm literally just playing guitar.
Are you doing the background vocals on there as well?
I just do the vocal.
Oh, you do the whole thing.
There's literally, there's one guitar, only one guitar and one vocal. And we recorded it live, which when most bands record, they record to a click to stay in time.
Right.
We tried it. It felt like we were in a box. It didn't feel comfortable playing that song. Like, that song was actually begging to be played live. And we did it live. I was three stories up in, like, the top of the studio. She was three stories down in the vocal booth with our producer in the control room. And it was just, like...
Magic.
Honestly, pure, like, musical chemistry, really. Like, it was us just knowing, like, what the other was going to do, understanding the other's timing and, like, their mental timing, when they were going to come in with certain parts. And we really just guided each other that way. But that song, I'm glad you brought that up, because that song is a perfect example. Is it's got so much guitar work I haven't been able to showcase on anything. I've been dying to do something like that, but none of the songs were right.
That and vocally, I don't sing soft like that ever.
That's what I was gonna say too.
It really
pushed
me.
Yeah, because normally you're like the deeper vocals in like a duet that you guys do. So this is like, you know, you're really showing off your vocals on it.
Yeah, it's very vulnerable. It was more vulnerable. It was a very like honest song for us.
Is that something that we're gonna see a lot more?
Probably. I mean, we're writing a lot of music now too, and what we're really trying to focus on is showcasing not only just our songwriting growth and taking on new influences that have always been there, but they're finally showing themselves, such like, you know, like 80s new wave and more pop oriented music, and interlacing it with our own brand of like rock and roll and punk rock, you know. So we're doing that now, and it feels amazing. Like, it's, you see our live show now, we've changed a lot in, I think, the best way. It feels so much more confident and strong.
I
feel like we're who we've been always wanting to really be, but we just needed to find our way to do it. And Old Blues Modern Love is just like, right now, it's like the launching pad to get us to the next song that feels better than that, you know? And I mean, who knows? Maybe we...
Maybe, big shoes to fill now.
Maybe this is as good as it gets. But no, it's like, you know, we got to tap into everything.
I doubt it.
Yeah, we got to tap into everything. It's
like shut up, Tom.
No, we did. We tapped into better influences, and we got to make it so we showcased our own individual strengths for the first time, so, yeah.
So what would you say, like... personally, in like the making of this new album, in comparison to what you've done before, what would you say is something that has made you step outside of like that box of like what you're used to in this new album?
I think it was a mixture of us pushing each other to do different things. Like Tom said, like I've never focused on really singing that way, like on an acoustic song like that or in a song ever. We were finally writing music that Tom was able to showcase his guitar playing in a cooler way. He's always been a great guitar player, but these songs lended themselves to his guitar playing. So I think just honing in on like what we feel we do best for this band made a big difference. And to be honest, we practice, you know, we practice our stuff every day. I've been singing and just singing a cappella in my car, like, you know, going places by myself just to get better and better. Tom's always, you know, practicing whatever leads he's playing, and he's doing them over and over again. So I think a mixture of literally just practicing and playing these songs over and over again, it was a good mix of
yeah. And I think that like that's something that people overlook, because with social media these days, everybody sees the hey, look at us, we succeeded here, but they don't know all the work that's gone in. You know, just this week you guys had two rehearsals just with your band, and I'm sure there was a lot more planning before that, because you did an hour and a half set. So, you know, just explain a little bit about that planning and, you know, just organizing all that together, because I feel like people don't see the work behind what's being shown.
For sure. And yeah, and they don't, and we don't ever really talk about it, because it's just, you're so busy doing it. But
right.
Yeah,
right.
Like with a show like this, we've played here at Brighton Bar so many times. For
you guys always fill it up, by the way. I think this is maybe my third time here, yeah. And I was even talking to John from... no, I wasn't talking to John. I was talking to one of the photographers. I forget his name now. Sorry. But
probably
he
Eric.
Was even saying he's been here a few times, and the couple of times he's been here for you guys has been more packed than any other
that's
show
awesome.
He's been here for.
Oh, that's
so.
Awesome to hear. That's so cool. Yeah, I mean, this was definitely the best turnout we've had so far for one of our shows. But
and just interaction, too. Like, people were really
people
singing.
People were great. Yeah, the crowd was amazing tonight.
You know, it's all thanks to the host. Except from the questionable behavior.
Yes.
You know? But yeah, he got the audience in there.
Yeah, I mean, dude.
I don't know who that guy is, but...
He's a nice guy. Very nice guy. What ended up happening really leading up is just, like I said, we've done this so many times. Like you just said, like, people have seen this show before.
Right.
So our brains went to, this has to be different. Like, and I'm always kind of like that. I get a little crazy about that. Like, if shows aren't amazing, I'm like really bummed out. So with this, we were like, let's just try it. Let's hit up our friend Marianne, who we've known for years now. We knew that she did lights for several companies, like theater work and things like that. And she's been wanting to work for a band. And we were like, perfect. And she just so happened to be available, came to two practices with us, scoped out yeah. the set, and made up some her
she
own lighting.
Like
light effects and whatever.
Yeah, and it was just a new element. And we were like, well, what else can we do? Let's bring a production. Let's bring fucking balloons and set up
just
a little
it
like a. Yeah,
right, right.
Times before it, make it more
just
of a
make
party.
It that next natural step up, obviously.
Right. Yeah. Well, the record feels like a step up. So we felt like we kind of owed it to the record to really make the show amazing as best as we could. And like you said, we got to play an hour and a half long set.
So
that's
like,
a lot of songs.
You guys are getting married this year. You've been planning your wedding and all that's been going on. So tell me how, you know, planning a release party basically and a performance and an hour and a half set, which is like longer than anything you've done before, in the middle of all the other shit that's going on, how do you guys manage that?
I mean, it's stressful for sure. I mean, a wedding costs money. Being in a band costs money. We take pride in the fact that we, you know, we do a lot of the stuff for the band by ourselves.
Right.
Shout out to Wiretap Records because they're fucking amazing, our new record label. But we love the control that we have of our band. So it's been crazy. I mean, we're funny because, like, as excited as we are to get married, we're like, okay, once this is over, we can go on tour and we can do this and we can do that. And
we have to
like,
do this for the family, but for us, we got to get the fuck on tour.
Like, don't get me wrong, like, we are so excited to get married, but I'm ready to, like, be able to focus 100% of our time on the band moving forward.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, I mean,
Tom, you got to add a couple
yes.
words too. You know what I mean?
Yes, like, yeah. I concur.
You're the husband in this situation.
I concur. No, I mean, it is crazy.
I concur.
But like, we're so in sync, and we have been since we met and started playing music together. That's a lot of why we're a duo. Is we know that we're the only two people we know that won't give up on it no matter how hard it gets. And it's been really hard. I said it several times on stage tonight. We didn't know if we were going to be able to make this record. We really had no clue. And we had no motivation to do it. We were so down for a little while. And, you know, we ended up getting in touch with our now managers, Emily Burke and Scott Wallman at Wallman Management.
Another shout out.
And, like, they've been amazing.
Plugs.
Because we got on the phone and they were like, you guys have to fucking do this. Get your shit together. Let's go. Like, literally lit a fire under us, and it kind of kicked us into high gear again, you know, and honestly in the best way, because I feel like we needed to kind of go through those peaks and valleys, and it brought us to this. And with that in mind, and then thinking about the wedding, we were kind of nervous because we pushed the wedding back 2 years from when we got engaged, thinking last year was going to be nuts. Now this year has been even crazier.
We should have just got married last year.
I know. Should have done the Vegas thing, but I wanted to be all romantic.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, well.
But no, it's fun. I mean, when you really give a shit about what you're doing, music, and obviously with the person you're in love with, it's like you make it happen. It's just that's it.
Right, right.
It's tough.
I'm sure you get into like a complacent state, just like you were mentioning a second ago. You get into a complacent state where it's just like, all right, well, let's focus on wedding, and that causes complacency in your music. But then when you have a record label that's like, and those people in the record label pushing you a little bit, makes you jump back into reality, like, all right, I need to do both.
Yeah,
you gotta realize
set up the
that's
wedding, and we're gonna set this up. You know,
yeah, you gotta realize that what your life is like. For us, music's more than just like we want to have a career doing this. It's literally our lives. Like, without, honestly, it sounds funny, but like we've been in so many other bands before this, but nothing has felt like 18th and Addison. And it's a matter of like without 18th and Addison, and 18th and Addison being busy as hell, like it is. We're not the same two people.
Yeah, I don't think a marriage would work if our band didn't work.
It's just
honestly, not the other way around.
So, ladies and gentlemen, you see the fucking pressure on this band. Like, if Ethan Addison doesn't make it, neither will the fucking record.
Yeah, so buy the records.
So buy fucking music.
Buy the records.
Otherwise, this is not here no more.
This
you
is
know
done.
What I mean, though? Like,
I don't.
Like, if
but...
we're not in a good mood, if we're not in good moods as people because we have music, then our marriage would go to shit because, like, we'd
listen,
be miserable.
Listen, if Old Blues Modern Love does not,
I mean, I really
the
don't
Billboard
see
charts. This shit's over.
We're over.
I really don't see Tom like settling down and fucking working an office job, and neither do I see Kate doing that either. You know, like,
yeah,
all right, well, fuck it. We used to
work.
Be 18th and Madison, but now I'm a fucking cube on the computer and fucking typing shit.
Now I'm just sad.
But
that's a thing, though, and people do that. Like people who are playing music and they do get engaged. Rude, so professional. They can't hear it. It's
under
the mic.
Up. But, I put mine on vibrate.
Yeah, see, me too. But like the thing is you. What was I saying?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Next
we got distracted by fucking Kate's phone over
Kate
here.
Just ruined
it was gonna
life.
Be very. It was like he was about
it's
to say the most romantic
okay?
thing ever.
Why are you ignoring a call from your grandma?
Because I don't want to be rude.
No, that's rude.
Well, that might be more rude. No, I'm kidding.
It's okay.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have a love quarrel here. I'm going to put the mic down, and I'll be back after this.
Celebrity death match. Listen, Old Blues Modern Love doesn't chart week one. Marriage is done.
It's
that's
over.
It.
Marriage
Yo,
is
grandma,
done.
Grandma, chill.
Everybody's calling me. Something's wrong.
Put it on silent.
Well, no, you might as well pick up and put it on there. Yeah, no, pick that up. That's
Watch
dad.
Be, like,
no, that's
super
dad.
Embarrassing
no, that's dad. That's
no,
dad. You got to pick up.
I'll
you
pick it up after. I'll call him right back.
Was he here today?
He was.
Oh,
you got to pick. Come on. The support is real.
Yeah.
I did see a lot of people with your merch out here today. You know, I even from the beginning, you know, you guys have had a very loyal support.
Yeah.
And the community around here seems to know 18th and Addison and comes out specifically for you. As just we talk about, you guys fill out Brighton Bar every single time almost at this point. So what's the next step forward for you guys? You know, you guys are filling it up here. South Jersey is on lock, basically, for 18th and Addison. What's the next move? Where are you guys going to next?
The rest of the nation.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to be touring a lot soon. And I mean, we kind of.
After the wedding?
Yeah, after the
yeah,
No,
after
really.
The
after the wedding, we're kind of going full force with getting on the road. We've obviously toured a ton before, but took some time off to make this record and do what we had to do. So that, and we haven't stopped writing. So we're going to. Keep writing and whatever
there's,
we
there's
enjoy.
A lot of stuff in the
oh,
in the
yeah.
holster ready
oh, yeah.
always
who
yeah.
knows how soon how you know whatever but that's yeah. always happening so we might record a new EP tomorrow we might record it in
might just be one song
a year
has the wedding planning affected the music at all
no
really
no it's made so the songwriting maybe more enjoyable because we've been so stressed out and you get like a good song out of it.
It's like a relief. It's like, oh.
Yeah, and it's not about the wedding or the stress of the wedding, but when you write a good song, it doesn't matter what it is. Like, you might not even know what it's about at first. I didn't really understand what Leeches was about at first, but, you know, as till later, we were like, oh, that makes sense. And it's kind of like that. So it doesn't matter what the song's topic is.
Yeah.
It's just like, as long as you write a song that day, you feel so accomplished, because it's like anything. It takes 5 to 10 tries to get one that doesn't suck, you know.
So what's the official launch date for the new album?
It's already out. Came out today.
Oh, it just came out today, tonight.
September 6th.
You don't even know what you're doing.
Friday, September 6th. New music God. Friday.
Fucking Kate, ladies and gentlemen.
You know. I'm fucking around.
It was a good question. You set me up to answer it.
We're going
to
edit that out, and we're going to just edit in the fucking part where everybody's calling her in the middle of the show.
And that's it.
And that's it. We're not even going to part that part.
I ruined this whole interview. My name is Kate.
You answer that phone when it's Dr. Dre.
So it's launching tonight at midnight?
No, it's
already out today.
It came out now. This morning.
So we celebrated tonight. Yeah.
Oh, so people got a chance to listen to it. Yeah.
The UK got it earlier, though, and we were getting tweets and Instagram posts and nice things like that. That was fucking awesome. I love seeing that from like overseas and like different countries, and their iTunes is different. Their Spotify is different. The song titles look a little different. Like, it's so cool to see it. So it's like, it's the beauty of social media. If you use it the right way, it's like you get to reach so many people and connect with them, you know?
And I feel like I've seen fans from the UK hit you guys up before and asking you guys to go out there. So what's the plan for the UK?
We're canceling our New York show tomorrow, and I'm going there now. No, I'm just kidding.
We're going tomorrow.
Our manager's actually
there
right now.
I don't think we can edit that fast enough, guys.
Yeah. So, as soon as we can, we will be there.
If they came to the UK, well, you're seeing this after. No.
Literally the moment we can afford to get our asses there and play some shows, I'd like to go over there and like open up for some bands and, you know, a genre that is somewhat close to ours. We don't even know where the fuck we fit in. We just kind of play with anybody.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Like, if you check out Sugar Trip, you see who we invite to shows. Like, nobody sounds the same. We never invite bands that sound too identical, you know? Like, we want it to be fun. And I thought tonight was a perfect display of that. So that was amazing. That's the plan. I want to do more of that.
So the first plan to go international is the UK.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's like a dream of mine.
That would be my first moment. My first stop.
Yeah, the UK is a dream of mine, so yes.
A dream. So,
South America.
What are you doing in regards to getting over there? What is the plan?
We don't have a plan.
We have no plan.
But eventually, you'll be over there. What would you say is the second, besides UK, what would you say is the next international spot that you guys would want to go to?
Brazil.
That's really random. Is that because you have a certain following, or you just like Brazil?
Yeah, we got a lot of very like supportive people from Brazil. We get messages all the time. I have to take. I'm too stupid to know what they're saying, and I feel bad about it. But what we do is we communicate
and we
Google Translate each other.
No, really.
And we connect that way. Yeah, but they're amazing. They know the words to our songs, and I have to repay that somehow by learning how to speak.
I want to go to Australia.
I'd like to go to Australia too.
I just want to hang out with somebody who's Australian and talk to them all day.
Me too.
And hear them sing the songs with their accent.
And get shit on by a koala.
Oh, God. But yeah.
Just kidding.
Well,
I don't want that.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's 18th and Edison. Wow.
18th and Edison.
18th and Edison.
18th and Edison.
18th and Edison.
Oh, my God.
Fuck. You know what's funny is that at my job, someone calls me Addison all the fucking time.
Awesome.
And they spell it the way you guys spell it. So I'm like, I kind of just
That's
let
brilliant.
It be. I kind of just let it be.
Just, yeah. I'm,
yeah
I'm like, I let it go,
I guess
too.
I'm fucking Addison.
This I know you guys always call
If I'm Addison during the day, you guys can be Edison at night.
Yeah, that works. We're like Batman.
So this was like 18th and Addison, ladies and gentlemen. This is
the
third time they've been on the show. Last time Kate was missing. But if you guys haven't paid attention, since season one, maybe episode 4 or 5, that's when.
It was one of the first ones.
One of the first episodes. Early. That's when you guys. Actually, that's when Tom proposed.
Yeah, it was right after.
It was right after.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's
shit, right. we've had them from proposal to marriage.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Oh shit. That's her debut in trap. No.
That's the next record.
Yeah,
we're gonna write a trap record so we can get our asses to the UK. That's what'll help us get there. Rock and roll doesn't get you to the UK fast.
Thank you. Yes.
I have to find Tom Lakazak.
Yes, we do.
I have to find him. him. Tom Lakazak and Brian Dilla might be missing.
Just so you guys know, when you guys like really make it, I'm also going to be related to you just like she is.
Yeah, perfect.
That's all we need. That's it. Yeah. That's perfect.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Again. Thank you for being
again
here.
Again and again,
yes.
And again.
And I'm, you know, I'm going to have to put this on record. I was a little late today. But you know what? Fuck New York traffic. Okay?
Accountability.
All right?
Accountability.
You know, fuck New York traffic. Really. If you guys don't know.
We know. We know and yeah. We felt for you. But you're here. You made it. And you caught the whole set.
Don't forget to follow him on at 18th and Addison everywhere. If you Google him, you'll find fucking everything. All right? You got
everything.
Tom and Kate. If you just Google 18th and Addison, you'll find
both Tom.
Tom,
this is Kate.
And Kate. Or Kate and Tom.
That's all.
One or the other. You know what I mean? It's 2020, 2019.
You call us what you want.
So you can call. Yeah, exactly. You know, Tom might feel like a girl tomorrow. So
you never
knows.
Know. And nothing derogatory, though, or I'll punch you in the throat.
Exactly.
He's very good at aim.
I have a really fat ring on. It leaves a bruise.
And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, give it 5 stars on all platforms. This was 18th and Addison. Check out their newest album that launched today.
Thank you.
According to Kate, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. So maybe it didn't launch today. Check it out and find it for yourselves and let me know.
He does
Kate
know what he's talking
to
about.
Talk shit.
Custom Behavior Podcast is amazing, and we're lucky to know you.
Oh, well, that was a nice little, like, turn back around.
That's it, though. Yeah.
That's it.
This other guy. This other drunk guy was talking to my brother the whole time before. So
let's get out of here.
Get the fuck out of here. All
right. Doing interviews at a bar wasn't as much.
Soon enough, I'm
going to
be that
idea.
Drunk in like 5 minutes. So
you should have gone to the other side of the fence, but it's okay. We did it. Old Blues,
right,
Modern
it.
Love.
Hey,
available now.
Bye.
Shit, that was 22 minutes.